Welcome into Scout and Route on the Landry Football Podcast Network. An intriguing matchup, Green Bay at New England. New England may be not in a position to make this intriguing. A 10-point spread here. This tells you a little bit where the Patriots are. Things are not looking good here. Brian Hoyer is likely going to get the start as Mac Jones is injured for the Patriots. So there's not much more to say. The Packers' offense is running the football well, mainly because the receivers are growing. I think in some ways it's a positive. It's helping their defense. And I think in order for them to advance, they're certainly going to need more plays in the passing game, more big strike ability. But they've got to be more balanced to get to where they ultimately want to get. Aaron Rodgers is going to take that step. He's got to allow other parts of this team to have some success. For the Patriots, the backfield, they'll keep running Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. They've got to do that. They've got to limit Green Bay's possessions here. I don't know if it's enough to win this game or not. Aaron Rodgers had a good game last week, relatively speaking, against Tampa. It was a defensive and a run-oriented game, but they made more plays. And we'll see Bill Belichick and his defense, what he can put together. They're going to need, again, to be able to run the football. They're going to need to do a better job in coverage. They're going to have to generate some pass rush, or it's going to be a real problem in this game. This looks like a decisive-type matchup in terms of Green Bay and what they're able to do. But one thing I wouldn't count out is the fact that Bill Belichick can game plan and put together some things that can throw maybe not Aaron Rodgers off, but the rest of that offense. We'll see how close New England can keep it. Could they even pull the upset? I don't know about that. We have further thoughts and more film breakdown analysis on this game over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check it out. Take advantage of our football season sale today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football shows, college and NFL, over there. Thanks a bunch. Now for our route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Sean Cavanaugh, and this is the route to victory in betting the Patriots versus Packers Week 4 matchup. Now, this isn't the tales of old where you're getting Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. We got that last week. You're going to get a banged-up Patriots team. Mac Jones likely out for multiple weeks with that high ankle sprain. So the Patriots offense that has looked anemic at times might look even worse with probably Brian Hoyer under center, and you're seeing that in the line. The Packers opened up minus 10 home favorites. They're at 10 now. The line opened at 7.5, so you're seeing a lot of people coming in early, betting the Packers, not trusting that Patriots offense. 55 to 57% of the public money right now we're seeing on the Pack. Completely understandable. You're getting the Patriots plus 360 on the money line if you're feeling the feisty underdog and Bill Belichick to pull off something miraculous with Brian Hoyer in Lambeau Field. Now, the total's 40.5, open 42.5. Again, another sign that Patriots offense, not a lot going on. They've seemed to not really be moving, making mistakes that we haven't seen a lot from this New England franchise in years past. Not as disciplined as they used to be. This Packers defense has actually been one of the best things so far. They've been holding teams to low scores, but surprisingly, if you look at Pro Football Focus, they are 31st in rush defense. So maybe if you want to look at some props, you look at the Patriots rushing attack, maybe they're going to be leaning on that heavily with Brian Hoyer under center. Look at some Harris props if you're looking at a different way to attack this game, because that line right now is too much. 10 points. I trust the Packers to cover it if you made me bet the spread either way, but I wouldn't be my main bet of the week. It's a lot of points for a team. You're always open to a backdoor cover. We saw what the Patriots did. Even though they had no business winning that game against the Ravens, they were never really in it. They still hung around and were flirting with that point spread the whole time. So something similar could happen here. But I do expect a slower game. The Packers are fourth in rushing offense, according to Pro Football Focus, seventh in passing. So they, too, might be relying on that run game, that two-headed monster with Jones and Dillon. And the Patriots right now are 22nd in rush defense. So I expect a run-heavy game in this one. Packers probably jump out to an early lead, kind of control it. Boring, slow pace. Maybe it paces under. 10 points is a little bit too much for my liking, but I do expect the Packers to win the game by at least a touchdown. Maybe if you want to take an alternate spread, parlay it with something else, maybe get a same-game parlay going with that and some Harris rushing touchdowns or either one of the Green Bay Packers rushing props. That's how I would attack this game. That's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.